Let me ask you, folks, are you prepared, whether you're armed or not, for a violent incident that can happen in quarter seconds? And by prepared, I mean, are you mentally trained? Are you physically trained? And do you have the skills? Because if the answer is no, now would be a great time to start thinking about it. Because here's the reality of the world we live in. We never know when it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, this video from Tacoma, Washington reminds us how unexpectedly violent it can get.
At this 76 Food Mart, it's an armed robbery that happened in less than 1 minute.
I honestly felt at one point that I was going to lose my life because he kept saying, I should shoot you, I should shoot you.
Where's the safe at? That's the safe.
That's the safe.
That's the safe.
I promise.
Are you from?
I promise.
Should I kill you?
Please don't.
Should I kill you?
He asked me to not put this money, not hand it to him, but to put it in a bag. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was very quick. He asked if I had a safe. I said, no, we did not. Well, we did have a box. I handed it to him. It wasn't worth it.
And folks, he's exactly right. It's not worth his life. But when you think about this incident, that could have gone horribly wrong. Remember, as a use of force trainer, I'm always training people to think through specific lenses, especially in law enforcement. Well, what are those lenses? Well, what does this occurred in the state of Washington? What do Washington's laws say about self-defense and standing your ground? That would be important to know before you decided to come out and use force against this guy. But let's also remember that every use of force is contingent on the facts. What are the facts in this video? Armed subject with a mask, firing a weapon, making verbal threats to kill someone. Are those facts sufficient in the state of Washington to take action to protect yourself or others? You got to be the judge. But let me tell you this, going back to the first question, if you're not mentally prepared, mentally training for what would I do if, you will definitely not be ready for a situation like this. Then the third element after the facts is the force that you would take objectively reasonable? Objectively reasonable. So what are we talking about there? Man has a gun. He's making verbal threats to kill people. He's discharged the gun already inside. Could he be on drugs? Absolutely not an unreasonable observation. But then the fourth thing is the fourth force used objectively reasonable in duration? So if you did take action, the subject did go down, you would then have a duty to cease that action until police came and took over the scene. So those are some things to think about, folks. And let me tell you this, if you're not thinking about that in advance, you're not going to process well. Remember, and we'll get into this in a later video, I'm going to talk to you about the crisis mindset, what happens in your mind and body if you find yourself in a violent altercation that you didn't have planning or time to think about in advance. So I hope this is helpful. I hope that you, if you are carrying a weapon, are getting the training that you must have, not just in the how to shoot, but the when to shoot. Because remember, that can make a difference between you going to jail or you going home at the end of the night. I hope it's helpful. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you next time on After the Fight.